Welcome to the podcast. Today I'll be reviewing and analyzing a book called The Fashion Business Manual. This book would definitely go under just kind of, informational or book of choice. I wouldn't really give this a genre only because there's just so much different content from reading to imagery to you write in the book. It's a whole array of different things to use the book for. One thing that I will note is that what I really liked about this book was that although it says that it's a fashion business manual, there's a lot of key points in marketing and branding that I think people can take from just for any other business. Regardless of what business you run or company you're in, you know, how you brand yourself and how you market yourself is a huge aspect of that. And then I'll definitely talk about that in more detail. But to kind of give you a quick overview of the book, it really takes you from step one to kind of like the last step into becoming an official brand. I mean, it takes you from, you know, branding and what direction you want to go in and what vision and what message you want to portray, which I'll talk a little bit more about later, all the way to product development, in terms of sourcing the right factories, sourcing the right materials. Gives you a list of material, like it tells you everything from where the materials are from, where they're most famous, all that stuff. It tells you where to source investors, whether you want to use, when to use your own money or when to source investors, where to look, all those type of things, whether you want to use, holdings company and stuff like that. It also talks about, and then it goes into, product development, which is where you start to, they teach you how to create, what's called a pattern, like a tech pack, which is the measurements and whatnot, the logistics, all the way to marketing, from putting on a show to running social media to, all those platforms to retailing to whether you want to get into, mostly online or have a real physical store, and kind of the how-to guide of that stuff, all the way to, establishing, a strong presence in the fashion world. So that's a quick overview of the book. The one thing that I really wanted to kind of go in depth on, obviously there's a lot to go in depth on, but I think probably if there's one thing that's worth, noting for people's time, it would be the kind of our branding part. And so it goes through kind of a series of questions and stuff like that. It talks about how you need a brand story. Your brand, you need to establish a brand story. What motivated you? Where is your inspiration coming from? What message are you trying to show people? What is your DNA? What makes you who you are? What makes you stand out? What does your DNA look like? What is something that you are going to deliver on a consistent basis? What's your perception of the world? These are all questions that when creating a brand, people often, look past. It's not just about the product. It's about how you portray to the world. How do people see you? And trying to be independent, targeting your customers, all that stuff. And like I said earlier in the beginning, I think it was really interesting how, talking about branding and your vision and funneling all of those ideas is important for just life in general, for sure. I've taken in a lot of notes about different businesses, and the qualities and the importance of branding and marketing. I would only really recommend this manual, if fashion is a choice of career. Obviously, like I said, there's a lot of stuff to take away, but about, you know, 200 pages of all fashion versus 20 pages of branding is pretty significant. I think that, like, I think it was an amazing book. It's something that, you know, I spent a lot of time reading. It wasn't something that I just kind of finished over a short period of time. It's something I've been reading for a while, and taking notes and, you know, applying it to real life. But it's definitely an easy read. I mean, there's nothing hard about this book other than actually getting up and doing the things it tells you to. Obviously I'm not saying that you read this book and all of a sudden you have some luxury brand or some big company, but, it definitely gets you on the path. And this kind of just sparked a kind of thing that, I love to tell people that you just got, like, when you're an entrepreneur or something like that, you just got to read. I mean, there's so much information in books that, you know, this book taught me a lot of things that I just would never, ever, hear or listen to on YouTube or anything like that on social media. I think, for me, one of the biggest lessons about this book was just in general that you got to put yourself in a place for education. Education doesn't just stop in school. It goes on. Those that are successful. Sorry, my mom's calling me for dinner. Sorry, Ms. Schneider, my mom's calling me. So to kind of wrap up the book, I would, obviously definitely recommend it, 10 out of 10 book. And so, that's the podcast.